I'd like to read with you from 2 Kings and chapter
3.
And verses from verse 16 to 19. Amen. Among the people that I saw in Botswana was his elder brother. He's taller than him. And he's also still very single. Just like this guy here. Alright. I believe you know what that means, right? Yeah, I've received a few requests. They said, Pastor, when is that message coming? I've got an answer. Not tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Because some of the bachelors and spinsters are not here tonight. But at an hour you're not expecting. Alright.
Amen.
But the Lord is so good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. From verse 6.
2
Kings
chapter 3,
from verse 6. Amen.
Amen.
And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel.
Mambo Jehoram akabuda pa Samaria nguva iyo akaunganidza vaIsraeri vose.
And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses.
Akatuma shoko kuna Jehoshaphat, mambo Judah, chiti mambo wa Moab, wandimukira. Uchaenda neni kundorwa na Moabi here. Iya akati ndichaenda ini ndakaita sewe nevanhu vangu savanhu vako na mabhiza angu samabhiza ako.
And he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom.
Iya akati tichaenda nenzira ipiko? Akati nenzira yekurenje raidom.
So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them.
Naizvozvo mambo waIsraeri akaenda namambo waJudha namambo waEdom. Vakapota vakafamba mazuva manomwe vakashayiwa mvura yokunwa hondo nezvifuyo zvavakanga vanazvo.
These are three kings.
Aya madzimambo matatu.
Joined up to go and fight Moab.
Vakabatana kuti vandorwisa Moab.
And the king of Israel said, alas, the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them unto the hand of Moab.
Ipapo mambo waIsraeri akati, haiwa, Jehovah wadana, wakadana madzimambo awa matatu kuti avaise mumaoko awa Moab.
But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah.
Zvino Jehoshaphat akati, hapana muprofita wa Jehovha pano, tibvunze Jehovha naye here. Mumwe wavaranda vamambo vaIsraeri akapindura akati, Erisha mwanakomana waShafati ari pano, iye wakadeya kusurudzira mvura paruoko rwaEria.
This is not a literal action of pouring water on the hands.
Icho hachisi chiitiko chaitwa panyama chekudurira mvura
mumaoko. It's a biblical description that they walked so close one with another.
Yanga iri tsanangudzo yekungoedza kutaura kuti vaifamba pedyo nepedyo.
And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him.
Jehoshaphat akati shoko raJehovha riri kwaari. Zvino mambo waIsraeri naJehoshaphat namambo weEdom vakaenda kwaari.
And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them unto the hands of Moab.
Elisha akati kuna mambo wa Israeli, ndinei konemi, endai kwa profita wa baba venyu na wa profita wa mai venyu. Mambo wa Israeli akati kwa hari kwete nekuti Jehovah ndiye wakadana madzi mambo awa matatu. Kutawa ise maoko awa Moabi.
And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I will not look towards thee nor see thee.
Elisha akati na Jehovah we wondo mpenyu iye wandimire pamberi pake zvirokwazvo dai ndisaiva ndaisava nehanya na Jehoshaphat mambo wa Juda uri pano andaizaitarira kwamuri kana kukuonai imi.
But now bring a minstrel, and it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him.
Zvino asi uyai nerudimbwa nomuridzi wembira. Zvino muridzi wembira wakati achiridza ruoko rwaJehovha rukauya pamusoro pake.
And he said, thus said the Lord, make this valley full of ditches.
Akati zvanzi naJehovha, cherai makoronga mazhinji pamupata uyu.
For thus said the Lord, you shall not see winds, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts.
Nokuti zvanzi naJehovha hamungaoni mhepo hamungaoni mvura kunyange zvakadaro mupata uyu uchazadzwa nemvura imi muchanwa imi nezvipfuyo zvenyu nezvinotakura nhumbi dzenyu.
And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord, he will deliver the Moabites also into your hands.
Chinhu ichi chiduku hacho pamberi paJehovha asi iye uchaisavo vaMoabhi mumaoko enyu.
And you shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones.
Muchaparadza guta rimwe nerimwe rakasimbiswa neguta rimwe nerimwe rakatsaurwa, muchatema muti mumwe nomumwe wakanaka nokudzivira matsime ose emvura nokushatsa namabwe munda mumwe nomumwe wakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated. It is important to pray. That's what we want to talk about tonight. Amen.
Amen.
It is important to pray. Amen.
Amen.
We take our thought straight from the scripture that we read. Amen.
Amen.
We are looking at a people that were not praying at all.
Tirikutarisa pane vanhu vanga vasingatombonamata zvachose.
Amen.
Amen.
They did not pray.
Vanga vasingambofa vakanamata.
It all started from the king of Israel, Jehoram.
Zvakatanga zvose nenyaya yacho namambo weIsrael Jehoram.
The son of Ahab.
Mwanakomana waAhab.
I believe when we mention Ahab, you already know the person we're talking about. And you already know what is on his son. I'm on his son. Amen.
Amen.
So, Jehoram just wakes up one morning and he hears what the Moabites were saying. That they were no longer respecting him and they were rebelling against him, and he didn't like it. He did not seek the face of the Lord about that case. You know, most of the times in the scripture, whenever there was a crisis, they will seek the face of the Lord. Before David will go to war,
David,
he will go before God and say, shall I go or shall I forbear? Because he needed the hand of the Lord in the battle. You can't go on your own. Things will never work right. Amen.
Amen.
So with rage, Look at the inspiration behind that action. Amen.
Amen.
It was rage.
Amen.
Amen. And it was the fact that he feels this nation is against me. They rebelled against me. They're not respecting me. Amen.
Amen.
So the anointing on this man was not right to begin with. Is that right? So without asking anybody, not even his counselors, not even the prophet in the land, he checks up with the king of Judah,
Jehoshaphat.
Amen.
Amen.
And say, look, Moab has rebelled against me.
Tarisa, Moab,
I can go on my own.
Anenge,
I would like you to come and join up with me so that we can go.
Kutitino ruisa Moab.
I don't know what happened to Jehoshaphat. He also did not pray about it. Because a few years back, Ahab had come to him with the same kind of proposal, you remember? Amen.
Amen.
And he came up that at the time and said, you know that Ramoth and Gilead belongs to us. So we must go and take it. Do you see? It was his, yes. Because Moses had spoken about it in the scripture. But the time for him to go and take it was not
ready.
Even if it is yours. But you must pray about it. So that God can give you a go ahead. Is that right? It was his, yes. There are many things that belong to us. But you wait for an opportunity. The right time. The opportune time. For you to go and pick it. So Ahab simply went back to Jehoshaphat and says, that land belongs to us. Come, let's go and take it. And Jehoshaphat, also without praying, I don't know what was happening to this man. But he was a man of God. Is that right?
Amen.
God had respect on Jehoshaphat much more than Ahab.
Amen.
Amen. So we see, he says, my people are yours. Amen.
Amen.
My horses are your horses. My chariots are your chariots. In other words, we're the same people. He did not realize that they were not the same. Amen.
Amen.
Because Ahab had the anointing of Jezebel on him. He was connected to idolatry. But Jehoshaphat was not. But you see, many times, if you slide into error, not by will, amen, but by circumstance, you do not know how you went in there. But because you are a son of God, God fights for you. God is going to pull you out. Is that right? In as much as we believe right now, we have got so many of our brethren that went over into wrong doctrine in the message. You get what I mean? They went into wrong doctrine, wrong things, and they got involved in a lot of things. They could be still there right now. But there's one thing that is a consolation to us. Jesus says, all of them that you put in my hand, none of them will be lost. Is that right? Because God is not an Indian giver. He gives you today and tomorrow it takes away from you. If he saves you, amen, it doesn't matter what will take you. He will go all the way to pick you back. Like what Abraham did to Lot. Amen.
Amen.
But God is going to do it. He will bring you back. Because you belong to him. Amen.
Amen.
Mistakes are there with men.
Mosho ziri mumuwan.
Is all right?
Amen.
Backsliding is a mistake. Is all right? Doing all these things that's out of the scripture is not, is what the devil has persuaded you to get into. But if you're a son of God, it doesn't matter how far you have gone, God will take extent. Amen.
Amen.
That's much more than you can think or imagine. But God brings you in. We got brethren that disappeared into
diaspora.
And they felt we are here now for good. Nobody is going to look for me. Zimbabwe is too far from here. I'm going to relax in sin. But he didn't know that God had another picture. He had another plan. And he starts a church next door to him. In diaspora. Brother, where are you going to run away to? Some ran to Australia and different places, but God, by His grace, He puts a church right in the neighborhood. And the people that you ran away from, they are the ones that's in the church. And one of the days they bump into you. Brother, what are you doing here? Can you run away anymore? You see the plan that God has made? Brother, if you are a believer, you just raise your hands and say, Lord, you are so good. I can't run away. You have done what you did to our father Adam in the Garden of Eden. Adam was running, but God was looking for him, and He brought him back. Does God do that still today? Yes, sir. He can still do it. And He is still doing it. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
He had to take care of Jehoshaphat. Do you know what happened in the battle? Ahab thought he was very clever. He took his kingly hat. Put it on Jehoshaphat. He took his kingly robe and put it on
Jehoshaphat.
And said, since you said my people are your people, even my robe is yours. And my horse is your horse. And my chariot is your chariot. I'll come away from my chariot. You stand in my chariot and my horses. And they went to battle. He did not realize this man. He knew his problems. He knew his sins. And he knew that God was looking for him. Amen.
Amen.
And they went into battle. You know the story. Amen.
Amen.
And Syria was looking for
Ahab.
They were not worried about everybody else who was fighting. And they had their bows and arrows ready. They go this way, they can't find
Ahab.
They go this way, they can't find him. This way, they can't find him. Then they found somebody with the king's robes. And they said, that's the guy. And they went in for
Jehoshaphat.
And they didn't know. But when they were close enough,
Amen.
Enough for them to pull out an arrow, and they discovered, no. That's not Ahab. That's
Jehoshaphat.
Brother, they could not throw an arrow on him, because that's the wrong target. Is that right? Brother, then they started moving around, looking for
Ahab.
There was nobody else in the whole army that was dressed like a king. Because Ahab just dressed like a normal soldier. Amen.
Amen.
But because there was a prophecy that dogs were going to lick his blood. If God said it, brother, it appears like it's impossible. It doesn't matter how far you can hide. If it is prophesied, it has to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
and this man with rage. Amen.
Amen.
And with a lot of confusion in his mind. Where is this man? We were ready to pump arrows into him. Amen.
Amen.
So he just threw out an arrow out of his bow. And Almighty God, who gave the prophecy, took a ride on the arrow. Amen.
Amen.
It was called an Ahab seeking arrow. It was not a heat seeking missile. Okay. Amen. Brother, if you were in that battle, you were going to see something that you never saw before. That arrow went like this. Brother, mid air it turns like this. Looking around for Ahab. Amen.
Amen.
And that arrow, it didn't go on the head of Ahab. Right under the fifth rib. Can you imagine?
Amen.
From the air, all over the place, it goes like this. Amen.
Amen.
Ahab must have known.
Ah, but who got it?
You cannot hide it from God. And brother, he was standing in the chariot. He didn't want people to know that something is happening around him. He pretends to be standing and holding on. But yet the man and his life are parting ways. And within no time he sank right in there. When people notice that the man is dead, they blew the trumpet. Every man to his tent. The king is gone. Amen.
Amen.
That was it. While they were busy washing the chariot, and dogs also came to help out the people that were washing the chariot, so that the prophecy of Elijah might be fulfilled. Amen. But Jehoshaphat forgot too quick. After the death of Ahab. And here is Jehoram. And he says the same statement again. When they were going to battle fighting Moab. Amen.
Amen.
So Jehoram did not pray about it because other influences were pushing him. Amen.
Amen.
And Jehoshaphat did not pray. He joined up and they went through the land of Edom. And when they got in through the land of Edom, they tell the king about their mission. And the king says, "Don't worry, I will join up with you." Three kings going against Moab. No prayer. No consultation to a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
And God allowed it to happen like that. So that tonight, you must know, you must never do anything before you pray. Because it is important for you to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, and they go 7 days journey, trying to look for water in this little river is dry. This other place is dry. That little oasis, no water. 7 days, there's no water. And the people are getting thirsty. And the animals are also getting thirsty. And they realize we're just going to die here. If we go fighting in this state, we are dead before we even throw any arrow. Amen.
Amen.
Then Jehoshaphat came back to his senses.
Jehoshaphat akabva adzoka pfungwa dzake.
Because he knew the only person who can help us in this case is a prophet.
Aiziva kuti munhu mumwe chete asara anogona kuti basira muprofita.
And he started looking around.
Akatanga kuchitsvaga
mai. And one of the servants says, "Yeah.
Mumwe wevaranda akati,
there's one person who can help us.
Kune wani munhu anogona kuti basira.
We have a prophet in the land.
Tine muprofita munyika.
Elisha is around.
Erisha arimo.
And they had to go to the prophet because they could not proceed to fight without the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
And they come to Elisha.
Vashika kuna Elisha.
And Elisha also gets angry.
Elisha obaita hasha.
When he sees these three kings.
Paanoona madzimambo matatu aya.
Who went to battle before they consulted him.
Vatanga kuda kuenda kuhondo vasati vabvunzira kwaari.
Amen.
Amen.
So the four people here.
Vanhu vana ava.
The three prophets and the king and the prophet.
Madzimambo matatu nemuprofita.
Three kings and a prophet.
Madzimambo matatu muprofita one.
These ones went without prayer.
Avaenda vasina kunamata.
Because other influences were pushing them. And here comes a prophet.
Papa,
and he is also angry.
Yeah.
So the situation, brother, is just bad to begin with. But the prophet
Mpurufita.
Felt the sense of responsibility.
That
these people, they've got a need. I know I can chase them away from here. But I am a prophet of the land.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm
a man of God. These people have come for help and I must give the help. I cannot allow my anger to go over my responsibility. Do you have a mother who is hearing this? Or a father who gets infuriated by the behavior of the children and you want to beat every one of them backhand. You don't do that. You must feel the responsibility of a father, of a parent. Amen. Whether they mess up, whether they do whatever, but still you must remember, I have got my duties that I have got to perform as a parent. When God makes you to stand in any position, it means you must perform. Is that right? It doesn't matter what the people are doing and what they are saying, but the issue is you must perform. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the prophet was now finding means of helping these people. But he knew, in my rage and anger, I'll prophesy nothing. Is that right?
Amen.
He says, bring me a minstrel. I must be anointed right. Amen.
Amen.
So when the minstrel was playing, the prophet was listening. And bit by bit, he was nodding his head. And he was tapping up his foot. Amen.
Amen.
He was sliding into the anointing.
Within
no time, he stood up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he started prophesying. You won't see rain around here, but all these ditches are going to be full of water. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And the people were helped. The people drank, the cattle had to drink also. Amen.
Amen.
Because he was on the post of duty. Isn't that wonderful? But the whole issue is, this was not the only battle that Israel went into. The other battles before, they'd prayed about it. And they didn't go into trouble. But anything that you will do before you pray about it, brother, sister, you are bound to fail. If it is not for the grace of God, that will just stand for you. You must remember that you must consult the Lord in everything that you do. Amen.
Amen.
Even if you've been doing that thing every day. Amen.
Amen.
But you have got to commit yourself before God. Brother, sister, you've been waking up every day of your 40 years. 40 years you've been waking up every morning. Was it your ability? It is the grace of God. How many people could not wake up? They went to bed together with you, good night, good night. But tomorrow, they're not there. Do you see what happens? This is the grace of God. When God gives you that day, remember it is God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
So the best thing you can do, go back before God and say, thank you. You know my day. You know my program. Please lead me. Guide me. I might be having my own plans. But I would like your plans to be over my plans. Amen. So that everything will work right with me. Amen.
Amen.
Businessman, don't go into no deal before you commit yourself to the Lord about it. Is that right? It's necessary and it's important. There are many things that happen without you even thinking about it. But God comes to intervene for you. It's very important that we pray for everything that we do. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Even for the clothes you put on, you pray about those things so that Almighty God can undertake for you. Even the stock you buy for your
shop,
pray for it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen.
Amen.
I know you might say, that is too much. That is too much. It's just clothes in the shop. It's just shoes in the shop. It's just stuff.
I must...
Let me tell you. Our traders are not like you. Our traders are not Christians. When they bring a whole container through our border, if you were... able to talk to them, ask them how much duty did you pay, you're going to be shocked. Somebody was given money to have it go through for free. And you are going to buy those products. Do you know what that means? The smuggling spirit will be on you. And you don't even know. Is that right? This is why it is important. Pray about these things. Amen.
Amen.
It's like somebody goes to Mpedzanhamwe and he buys very beautiful dresses, very beautiful jerseys and jackets this winter. They were in a bale. Alright? And you don't know who was putting that one on. And do you notice that Africa is not importing stuff from Europe, but spirits also?
Africa is not importing Europe, but spirits also.
No wonder why we are behaving the way we are today. It's all because of what we are importing. You must never forget. Pray about this thing. Amen.
Amen.
So you can buy yourself a nice set of furniture and you bring it home. But did you know? It's not only that furniture that you're bringing home. You're also bringing spirits. Is that okay? Amen.
Amen.
Because of the way this piece of furniture was bought, was smuggled in, and all the different things, and you are in trouble.
And
you begin to see different behavior in your home that was not there before this piece of furniture came in. Are you seeing? Amen.
Amen.
This is what we've got to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Because we have got an enemy.
Tinemuvengi.
And that enemy is always finding a way of coming in.
Muvengi ari kutsvaka nzira yekupinda nayo.
You dedicate your car back to the Lord.
Unokumikidza mota yako kuna Ishe.
You dedicate your house to the Lord.
Unokumikidza imba yako kuna Ishe.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a spiritual affair. Is that right?
Amen.
And we have got to make sure we are safe.
Tinofanirwa kuva nechokwadi kuti takachengetedzeka.
Let alone a young man who is looking for a wife and he does not pray.
Ko mujaya zvake ari kutsvaka mudzimai asingade kunamata.
Amen.
Amen.
He sees the face. Or he sees that dress,
dress
or where she comes from, and she says, that's the one I got. This is not King Teller, my friend. No, no.
Amen.
It's an issue of prayer.
Amen.
When you pray, God will always help you. He will undertake for you. Is that right?
Amen.
You know what? We have got a problem that has been around our young people for years. They want freedom. The brothers want to talk to this girl, and tomorrow he talks to this one, and the following day he talks to this one, and says, we want friendship. We want to start friendship with these sisters, you
know.
You ask your father. When he was still a bachelor, he was also asking for the same freedom. Until they discovered it must be through prayer. Amen.
Amen.
These issues about friendship, those things, they don't help, man. Did you know that? Amen.
Amen.
Leave the ones who want to do friendships alone. And you go on your knees to pray. And you are going to see that you are going to get dividends. Pearl of great price. Amen.
Amen.
You don't believe me yet. I'm coming back with that one again. Amen. And you're going to see that I'm telling you the truth. And it helps. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want to read here separation from unbelief. Paragraph 37.
Paragraph 37.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Ahab goes over there. Now, I mean, Jehoram goes over. And makes his alliance. And out they go for 7 days' journey. Out in the wilderness. They hadn't halfway got there yet. Amen.
Amen.
Alright. So, the first thing you know, they was out of water. The water supply was cut off. Because of lack of prayer. Don't you think that's a whole lot around
Phoenix?
Harare. And everywhere else today, across the nation, the Holy Spirit type the waters. What is the type of the Holy Spirit? The smitten rock. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. As the water went to a perishing people, to keep them from dying out of the smitten rock, so does the Holy Spirit go to a perishing people. So you believe it. Amen.
Amen.
The reason why we must pray, we need his anointing to be around us. Church order, the prophet said,
church order, prophet not.
If a preacher comes on the
pulpit
to a church that has been singing, and praying. But he himself is not prayed up. And he comes and he stands here. He says he's going to be so confused. Is that right?
Amen.
Because there's no anointing. There's no leadership. He's trying to do it on his own. It doesn't work. Amen.
Amen.
So the church must pray.
Church,
the preacher must pray. Every one of us must be prayed
up.
Is that right? Then watch God. Who answers prayer. Moving from heart to heart. And he answers different situations. Because the Holy Spirit is the prophet. The Holy Spirit is the discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
And he knows what to say to the different individual. Brother, a preacher is not a genius to talk about the different situations in the different people. He is not in their home. He doesn't phone anybody to know what is going on. But the Holy Spirit, who knows the secret things, and when those situations are taken care of, the person knows that nobody else knows my situation. But the Lord alone knows my case. Amen.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit is the water that has got to move with you. It's a type of the Holy Ghost. If you don't pray, you are cutting the source. Amen.
Amen.
So we need God to help us. Amen.
Amen.
So that everything around you has got to move well. You get a job by prayer. You get your friends by prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So numerology is the thing. You don't go by what people are saying. Not by what people are thinking about. No, no. But you go by prayer. When you come out of prayer, brother, God is going to lead you. He is going to guide you. He knows what is good for you much more than anybody else. If you start off a machine which is not oiled up, that thing is going to be so noisy. Push a wheelbarrow with the wheel without grease in there. It's going to be squeaky. And people far away are going to know there's something wrong with that wheelbarrow. Yeah. Have you ever spoken to a Christian without oil? He's complaining all the time. He's complaining about that one. He's complaining about that one. I don't want that thing. The service is too long. Even if you come out at 8 o'clock, it's too long. You know, just 30 minutes is okay, man.
Midweek,
30 minutes is all right.
30 minutes is fine.
Put oil a little bit. It will be fine. Yeah? Even Sunday, you want 45 minutes on Sunday. So the prophet says 45 minutes.
Prophet, I got 45 minutes.
Yeah. So why are these preachers, are they not reading the same spoken word I read? 45 minutes. Yeah, to the heathen, yes, 45 minutes. Amen.
Amen.
But for the believers, oh, may the Holy Ghost lead us. Amen.
Amen.
Let him lead us. If he leads us 45, yes, we go home. If he leads us 1 hour, we go home. If he takes us a little bit more, that's fine. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But a heart without the Holy Ghost is always complaining. That brother was making too much noise, man. Every time, amen, amen,
amen, amen.
You're always complaining. No, don't do that. Leave that to the complainer. Allow the Holy Ghost.
tendera mweya mutsvene
to soak you
unyatso kunyika zvakanaka.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not even your problem, leave it.
Harisi dambudziko rako, siya rakadaro.
Amen.
Amen.
God is going to take care of that one.
Mwari vachashanda neizvozvo izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
But as long as you are filled in with the Holy Ghost,
kana wakazadzwa nemweya mutsvene,
the supply of water is coming.
Mvura chitubo hachipwe chinongoramba chitubo.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to enjoy yourself.
Ucharopafadzwa zvakanyanya.
A blessing prophet.
Blessing prophet.
Paragraph 10.
Paragraph 10.
What we're doing today,
we're
patting it on the back. Amen.
Amen.
We're calling it this and that. And revival when there is no revival at all. To it. That's right. There is a stirring of emotions called religion among the people, but no revival. They had the religious group. In that day, they had stirs in that day, but they needed a revival. Amen.
Amen.
Why, my dear brother, sister? The morals of this nation has become so low till it will make a dog ashamed. It will make a hound a blush.
It's
all right. Yeah. The immorals of our people, the people, even years ago, the things that we have, that the nation has done, the things that the people has done, it's all the lack of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
The church that used to didn't believe in picture shows. They wouldn't let their children go to picture shows. They would shun picture shows.
And
today, they have the picture shows in the house. Every house has a television. In the place where they used to think it was wrong to drink beer. In a place where they used to think that John Barleycorn, what a great honorary fellow he was. Today, 60% of so-called Christians take a social drink at least once a year. Then they go to on a big spree around
Christmas,
when they have their celebration, because they have adopted education to take a place of salvation. It will never do it. What we need is a revival. May God help us. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, this was a long time ago when the prophet was talking about all these percentages in
56.
Today,
Nas,
it's in the message now. Brother, if we begin to take a census among our young people, even our old people, how many have ever drunk wine? Not here. In the workplaces and when you visit people. Brother, if people were truthful, you're going to be shocked with the number of our people in church, in the message, that got drunk this year alone. We have discovered women are drinking more than men these days. But they do it at home. They buy the wine and the different beers in the supermarkets and different places. Brother, visit them in their homes, you're going to be shocked what you see. I'm not saying that's what you must do. This is what the devil has done to the people. Amen.
Amen.
What is happening? It's lack of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
If you bring your family together and pray, Brother, it is going to awaken your senses.
Ama zvichapeputsa pfungwa dzenyu.
To know, oh, by the way, I'm a son of God, I don't do this.
Oh, andiri mwana waMwari, handiite izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
It's going to sharpen your conscience. Zvicharodza
pfungwa dzenyu.
Your way of looking at things.
Maonero enyu pazvinhu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you will never go into those things after prayer.
Haufi wakazopinda mune zvinhu izvozvo wapedza kunamata.
Is all right? You cannot pray in the morning and then in an hour's time you are stealing. In the supermarket. You cannot do that. And these days, women are stealing more than men too. They had to put a whole big bridge at the door of the supermarket. Some people, women will put a whole gallon of cooking oil between their feet, their legs. So if they put a bridge, brother, it's going to fall down. They have known it. Brother, they are stealing. But our Christians will never do that. A lot of things are happening. But if you pray, brother, things will be fine for you. Bring your children to prayer. Amen.
Amen.
When you pray, that boy of yours, even if he wanted to go on a bad site, on his WhatsApp,
and
on the internet, something is going to tell him, Sonny, you've just been praying. You can't go and watch pornography. Do you see what I mean? But you've got to pray. Because prayer brings an anointing around you. And you cannot remain the same after prayer. Do you remember what Jesus Christ told his disciples? When they call you to a court of law, he says, don't think of what you must talk about. There's only one thing that you must do. Pray before you go. He says, when you stand in that box, all you do is to open up your mouth. God is going to put words in your mouth. Is that right? Yes. This is what God does when you pray. Amen.
Amen.
God still answers prayer. He can still lead you. He can still guide you. He can still stop you from doing certain things. He can still close certain things so that you won't get in
there.
If you are a believer, you are not angry when a certain door is closed. Because God is protecting you from getting there. When you pray, put yourself in the hands of God and say, lead me, Lord. Guide me. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. Is that right? And you get in your car, you want to travel, you're on a journey. And somehow you forget your jacket, you go into the house, you bring a jacket. Amen.
Amen.
And before you start, hey, my purse, you walk back in the house and get your purse. Amen.
Amen.
And before, say, oh, my head, you go back. And somebody's going to say, brother, this is for sisters to delay. You're forgetting everything. Says, oh yeah, my glasses.
Yeah, my glasses are foot.
Do you know what is happening? There could be a very big truck with an unlicensed driver that's going to cross the road somewhere. And if you had left home that particular time, you were going to hit into that truck. But the prayer that you made you to delay. Amen.
Amen.
When you bring the last item into the car before you go, sister says, oh, my perfume. God is looking at time.
Mwari vakatarisa nguva.
Is that right?
Amen.
You are not looking at time.
Hausi kutarisa nguva.
Don't get frustrated.
Usagumbuka.
Many families get to shout at one another after prayer. Why are you delaying? So. Wait.
Mira.
God is in control.
Mwari vari kutonga zvese. Vari kutungamira.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you have prayed. So wait and reap the benefits of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
One preacher was telling the brothers who complained because the wife is always slow and dilly-dally.
He
says, brother, you don't know how long Adam waited before Eve came. So if only you knew that you're going to wait some more. Amen.
Amen.
But the important thing for us, brethren, we must pray. There's nothing else we can do apart from praying. It's a God-given virtue to the church to pray. When you go back home tonight, you have got to sit down and remember whatever you go to do in this life, you must pray for yourself, for your wife, for your children. And the prophet said, if you want deity to come into your home, you begin to read scripture and pray in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Then Almighty God will come back into home again. My last quote. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, it is I be not afraid. Paragraph 17. Okay. When Jesus came and looked at the shore, and his boat was gone, he never just turned around and left them, but he climbed up the mountain looking to see where they were. Amen.
Amen.
And he looked way out in the sea, and there they was trying to go in their own strength, trying to go in their own power, trying to go up on their own, leaving him out, and they were in trouble. Is that right? That's where he look and see the Church of America. Not long ago, when we were all tossed about with everything, and the church is being formal and denying the power and everything, just as he did then, so has he done now. He sent us a revival. He gave Pentecostal church a revival. He gave the world a revival. Amen.
Amen.
A bringing back again. A blessing. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to go alone. Jesus went up in the mountain. But the disciples took up the ship and they started going. And they went alone without him. But Jesus Christ, because he loved the disciples, from the mountain he could see them tossing up and down in the water, but he came down for the rescue. Brother, sister, whatever we do in this life, we don't want to go alone. We want to be with him, so that he might lead us. You mustn't do anything before you pray. Amen.
Amen.
We have got to pray and make him the leader and guide in our lives. So it is important. Amen.
Amen.
That we go to pray. Before you make a discussion with anybody, pray. Why?
See.
The prophet told us, prayer is the only way that will take you into God's predestinated will about your life. Is that true? Yes. You do not know your tomorrow. But when you pray, God brings your tomorrow right here. Because it's Him that knows. You do not know. In the Father's, in our Lord's prayer, we pray and we say, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
What does that mean? His will is His predestinated will. And it is in heaven, His foreknowledge, His plan that He had about our lives. And we are praying that that will, your plan that you have about me, let it happen right
now.
Is that true? Young man, how can WhatsApp bring the will of the Lord in your life? That is my homework to you, young man. Young woman, how can
Facebook
bring God's foreknowledge? You know, it doesn't work. Why would you want internet to rule your life when the heavens are full of the genuine? Isn't this what we would need? We need God in our life so that He might lead us and guide us. Let's stand upon our feet.